Welcome to the Railway News Roundup, sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. HS2 has shortlisted bidders for its track systems and for tunnel and landside mechanical and electrical systems, contracts worth nearly £2 billion. The winning organisations will go on to deliver around 280 kilometres of state-of-the-art high-speed track and infrastructure that will enable the UK to run some of the world's most frequent and reliable long-distance rail services. The contract opportunities cover design and construction between London, Birmingham and Crewe, where HS2 trains will join the existing West Coast mainline. The Scottish Government has announced plans to extend the current emergency measures agreements for the ScotRail and Caledonian Sleeper franchises. The government has also confirmed that the 2021 increase in rail fares will be deferred to March, when off-peak fares will increase by 0.6% and peak fares increase by 1.6%. Bombardier Transportation has announced that it has signed a framework agreement with Porterbrook to fit digital onboard signalling to Bombardier Electrostar trains in the UK. Bombardier will deliver the design work needed for the fitment of the European Train Control Systems equipment and the Bombardier EBI Cab 2000 onboard automatic train protection system to all Electrostar fleets in the UK. The initial agreement is worth £11.3 million. Finally, in East Midlands, railway train driver Robert Buchanan and Network Rail mobile operations manager Jim Philby have received an award for rescuing an injured swan. The pair have received Frame Hero to Animals awards from PETA. Robert scooped up the bear, which had been hit by a freight train, and stopped off at Kettering Station, where Jim took over and handed the swan over to a local animal rescue charity. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.